Okay, and definitely Gimel, we're starting from the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Beis. Motza Shtarei Choyf. So talking about over here, if you find the Shtar Choyf, so the Shtar Choyf that you find on the street that has an in the Shtar, that the Loiva owes the Malva a certain amount of money, so when you find it on the street, you don't know what's going on here. There could be a lot of different things happening. It could be the Malva dropped it, and really it belongs to the Malva, and he's supposed to use it to collect the Choyf. It could be the Loiva dropped it, and if the Loiva dropped it, it could be one of two reasons why the Loiva dropped it. It could be the Loiva dropped it, and the loan never took place. The Loiva wrote a Shtar, never used it in the first place. Or it could be the Loiva used the Shtar, paid back the money, the Malva gave him back the Shtar. Now, both Stadim over here, both of these Stadim of was it paid back or not paid back, there's a Reyes over here. Because on one hand, if the Malva really was owed the money, why is he not being careful with his Shtar? The fact that he dropped the Shtar leads us to believe something suspicious is going on. And on the other side, if you say that it belongs to the Loiva, therefore, but a Loiva normally, when he gets a Shtar back from the Malva, he rips it up. He doesn't keep it around, because keeping around an actual shtar like that is dangerous. Someone will find it in Miyadayama, give it back to the Malva. So there's a reyes on both sides, and it's also not 100% clear, was this shtar ever actually validated or used in the first place? So what do we do in this case? And that's what our mission is coming to discuss, is we go through all these different svaras, which one is the main svar. So matzah shtar yichoyv, so we have a machlekes in the Mishnah. Im yesh be'achrayas l'chasim. Now, a shtar could have two kinds of shtar. Shtar halva could have achrayas l'chasim, which means that if the Loiva cannot pay back to the Malva can go collect from any fields that the Loiva sold to somebody else after the time of the loan. That is a Shibud Nechosim. So if the Shtar has a Shibud Nechosim, if there's a Chrayis Nechosim written in the Shtar, Lo Yachzir, says the Tanakhama, you cannot return that Shtar to the Malva. When it says Lo Yachzir, it means to the Malva. Shebezin Ephraimet, because now Bezin's going to go collect with that Shtar from Lekuchais, and that would be a problem. What's going to be the problem? Hold on, then we'll explain what the problem is. If there's no achrayas nechasim, so we're not afraid of you using the shtar to go collect from the kuchas. It's only a question of collecting from the loive. Then yachsir. Then you could. She'ain bezdin efrayim. Bezdin cannot collect with it. What is this referring to? Hold on, then we'll explain. But zed divrei meir. That's where meir. Whether there is a chayas nechasim, whether there's not a chayas nechasim, lo yachzir, you don't give it back to the malve. If they should bezin ephraimim, because this could be a valid shtar and could come out, something bad could come out if you give it back to the malve when you don't belong giving it back to the malve. What do you do with it? You leave it alone and you just wait till someone can bring a raya and figure out what the story is. What's the case in the Mishnah? Says my Mamayaskin. Because we never explained yet in the Mishnahs, what does the Loiva saying over here? Is the Loiva saying, yes, there was a loan, and I owe him the money? What we call Chayev Moida, that he's admitting, or not? Says my Mamayaskin. Elam, because you're Chayev Moida. If we're talking about where the Loiva admits that he owes the money, and he admits the Shtar is a good Shtar, and he tells the Moitzi Avei to give it back to the Malva. So, Kiyesh ben Achrayas Tachasim, my Loyachsir. So, what's the difference if there's Achrayas Tachasim and not Achrayas Tachasim? If he's Moida, so does Baldin, he says he owes the money. If he owes the money, you give the Shtar back to the Malva, then the Malva can go collect. Even if there's a Chayas Nechasim, he legitimately, the Chayre, can go collect from the Lekuchas. So why not give it back to him? Hamoid. Vibashain Chayv Moid. If we're talking about a case where the Leiva said no and denies that it was a loan, either he tines Mezuy if it was never a loan, or he tines there was a loan but I already paid it back, but he says it doesn't belong to the Malva. So Kiyem and Achanas Nechasim by Machzer. So again, in Shitas Amir, we're not focusing on Shitas Chamir yet, but in Shitas Amir, why would we say when there's no Achanas Nechasim, you give it back to the Malva if the Leiva says not to? Why are you believing the Malva more than you believe in the Leiva? He can't collect from the Kuchais. But he could collect directly from the Leiva himself. And how are you going to let him do that if the Leiva says that I don't owe him the money anymore? Why are you giving it back to the Malva? What's going on? So the Gemara is going to have three possible ways to read the Mishnah. First way, you're right. If the Leiva says I don't owe the money, you never give it back to the Malva at all. The only possibility of giving it back to the Malva at all is when the Leiva is Moida. So this is more if the Leiva is Moida, so then what's the difference if there's Achrayas or not Achrayas? But the reason why you don't let him give it back to him, if there is Achrayas, is the Chashinan, because the fact that there's a Chashash, something about this Shtar that smells strange to us, which is Shema Kosov Lovais Benisan Vilei Lovad Tishrei. Maybe the Leiva wrote the Shtar by himself in Nisan, but the actual loan didn't take place till 6 months later. In Tishrei, if you give the shtar back now to the Malva, he's going to go collect from the Lekuchas that he sold the field to between Nisan and Tishrei, and really the loan didn't happen yet. And therefore, we don't allow you to give back the shtar to the Malva if he has the ability to collect from Achrayas Nechasim from a Lekuchas. If he's going to collect directly only from the loiver himself beside the loiver is maida. Of course, you can use it to collect. But in a case where he's going to go collect from a third party, we have to be afraid the date in the shtar was the wrong date. He says, wait a second. V'asa mitzvah kalula l'kucha shleikidim. Iyachi, kol shtar dasik amanei chashlu. So if that's what you're afraid of, any time a malva pulls out a shtar on the loiver, and the loiver says, I don't have money, you want to go collect from the kuchais, we should say, oh, mecha teisa, that the shtar and the shtar was the date that it took place. Maybe it only took place 6 months later. How do you know? So if this is a chashash, then it should be a chashash all cases. Every shtar, we assume, is emistic. This shtar, there's a reyesa in the shtar. Something smells funny about the shtar. The fact that the malva dropped the shtar already gives us a suspicion that there's something not right about the shtar. We're not going to go so far as to say that he doesn't owe the money, because remember, we're talking about a case with Leiva's Maida. The Leiva's Maida, we say he owes the money. But there's something suspicious about the shtar if the malva was not hanging onto the shtar the way he's supposed to, having it locked up in a safe deposit box. Why did he lock it up? Must be because the malva knows that the date in the shtar is maybe wrong, and therefore we're not going to. If there's a chayis lachosim, we're not going to let the malva get the shtar back because something smells fishy. Says Mar, wait a second, but there's a catch 22 here. Elohad this time we have a Mishnah Mabasa. The Mishnah Mabasa says kais v'shtar l'leiva avu pishen malva imoy. That if a leiva comes into to Bezdin and to a sefer and says, "Look, do me a favor, I need to take out a loan from a malva. I don't want to. It's going to be hard for me to find the malva to give me the money. When I find him, I want to be able to do the loan right away. I don't want to have to go then hire a sefer. So do me a favor, write me a shtar that says Ruvain." Me, Ruvain, the loiva, owes Shimon money because I'm going to go to Shimon next door, my rich neighbor, and ask him to borrow money. But I'm write the shtar now, even though no loan took place whatsoever. Write the shtar, sign the shtar, everything's sounding good, and then when he lends me the money, boom, I have the shtar. Now, we don't know if he's going to use the shtar that day or if he's not going to use the shtar until 6 months from now. Now, you just said to me that a shtar that was dated today, but the loan is from 6 months from now, is a problem. So, says the Gemara, if that's the case, why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to go ahead and write a shtar for the loiva, even though if you don't know the halva took place? How do we let Bezdin write such a shtar? If you're worried about this in the case of Reyesa, then you should always be worried about this in a case where you write a shtar. You should only write a shtar once you know that the actual halva took place, so you don't have this issue. So what's pshat over here? And the reason the Gemara is asking is kashi, you'll see in a second. Some Ravasi explained the Mishnah about Basra, Vishtari Hakno. There's a shtar called a shtar hakno. A shtar hakno means either you're actually doing a kinyan or you say you're doing a kinyan. Machlek is v'shanim exactly what the nature of the kinyan is. But when you do this, what you're saying is that when Shimon goes into the Bezdin and says, Reuven's the leiver. When Reuven goes into Bezdin and says, I want you to write a shtar that says, I will owe money to the malve, I'm making a kinyan now that even though he didn't give me the money now, the shibud starts right now. And when you do that, A, it works, and B, all the lekuchos who buy fields for him now already hear about it because it's already in the papers, everybody knows about this kind of shtar, and therefore they will have to lose their karka if the malva comes and collect later on, even though the loan actually never took place yet. And therefore, the only way you're allowed to write such a shtar is that. So, well, wait a second. Oh, now you open the hall. Shibud nafsh. Says Mihachi, now let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was a catch 22. Yachi Masnisen, you found the shtar. Was the shtar that you found on the street a shtar hakna or not a shtar hakna? Okay. Masnisen diktani, Mishman of Christ and Chasim lo yachsir. If it has a Christ, you shouldn't return it to the Malva. Vukimna, we said it's talking about Kashachaiva Moidu with the Levi admits. And we show him what was the issue of returning it. Mishum Shema Kabas Lavas Benisim, but the Levat Tisha, because maybe for the fact that he lost the shtar, that indicates there's something wrong with the shtar and it had the wrong date. Now, wait a second. Vasu Mishav Kulukul Shleikadin. Samai lo yachsir. I don't say it. Nixi. Take a look at the shtar. Ishtar haknohu, if it's this special kind of shtar that has a kinyan in it, so shibulei nafshe, then you could return it to the malva, because what are you worried about? There's nothing to be worried about in this case. The actual hakno, the actual shibud starts from the date that's in the shtar no matter what. And there's no tricks to be had. V'i b'shtar d'lav hakno, if we're talking about a shtar that doesn't have that in it, lekele mechash. There's nothing to worry about. Why? We wouldn't write such a shtar. If you have a shtar, either it has akna in it, in which case maybe the lover wrote it on itself, but who cares? Once he writes the akna, it automatically works. And if there's no akna in it, that means it was only written by a proper bezdin when the loan actually took place. Because we just said in the Mishnah, you don't write a shtar to the loiva unless either it's a shtar akna or the actual loan took place. So what if Shachan, our Mishnah, you should always, even with Achayas Nechasa, return the shtar to the malva. If it's a shtar akna, he's collecting legitimately. And if it's not a shtar akna, then there's no chashash that the date is wrong. So what's the problem? Amale Ravasi is going to be forced to say, you're right. Afagav the shtar dlav aknaki lekem avabadei lekasvinin, even though we just said in the Mishnah of Basra, if you don't have this special kind of shtar, you don't write it for the life unless the malva is there. But Maslisa, given the nafal, since it fell on the floor and he wasn't being careful with it, isarele, again, it's a chashash, v'chashina dilma akri v'kosuv. Maybe that the cipher wasn't such a emesticka guy, and the cipher didn't foul the Mishnah of Basra, and the cipher wrote the shtar to the life without the malva being there, without making a shtar akna, and therefore the date on it is the wrong date from when the actual loan took place, and the malva is going to use it to collect from the kukha shalaika din. And therefore Ravasi says, you're right, we're not supposed to have such a case, but you could, and therefore I have to be chayshish. So according to Ravasi, we're coming out that the whole Mishnah is talking about only when the leiva is maida. If the leiva is never maida, you never return the shtar to the malva. When the leiva is maida, so according to our mayor, if there's a chayis lechasim, you cannot return it because you still have a chashash or collect from the kukhas in the wrong time. And if there's no achrayas nechasim, since he's mighty, return the shtar, why not? That's the first pshat in the Mishnah. Abaya Omar, Abaya says, I don't like this whole idea of the shtar hakno business. Eda b'chasayim in Zachamai, he said, you don't have to make a special kinyan. When you write a shtar that says, you Reuven owe Shimon money, and Edom sign on it, the moment the Edom sign on it, the Shibun nechasim starts. Now, without a special kinyan, you don't need a special kinyan. The Edom, and even though they did chasima karti, or it's a special din drabanan, whatever you want to say, but lemaisa, once the Edom sign any shtar that has a signature of Edom, automatically the shiva and the chasim starts from the moment of the date of the shtar, regardless of when the actual loan took place. Which means Abai is going to be back with our question, how do you learn our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah, when you find a valid shtar on the floor, you should always be able to return it to Malva. What do you have to worry about? There's nothing to worry about in this case. If the leiva is maida, then what are you worried about? The Malva could always collect from the date on the shtar, and that's legitimate, because the date on the shtar is when the shibud always starts.
How do we know when the
Edom signed? We assume they signed. That we don't assume that they signed later. Now, if you have, Rashi says on that, so what is a shtar muktam according to Abaya? A shtar muktam would be if you sign today and you write on it a date from 3 days ago. That you're not allowed to do already. Because then the Sheba didn't start 3 days ago. This date, Sheba, we always assumed you write it and sign it the same day. That we do. You could, you're right. If you don't, if it wasn't, it wasn't. It has to be that the date on the shtar is the date you sign it, but then the Sheba starts. Not that you write an earlier date. If you did an Echnami, that would be Muktam, and that would be possible. So there's more of a filu shtar delavakna, without a kinyan. Why did Abaya say this? Now, if you pay attention in this sugya, there's a lot of strange nuschos in the Gemara in this sugya. And you'll see, if you look in the Mefarshim, the Ritter even says that a lot of pieces here in the first parak above Metzia are added on by the Ga'inim. Like there's words in the Gemara and sentences in the Gemara that were not part of the original text of the Gemara. And one of them is this. The Gemara says, Mishum de Kashile. Why did Abaya say this? Because Abaya was bothered by something. That's not something we normally see, an expression like that in the Gemara. The Chibon Damer Peshtarid Lavaknoki Les Lamalva Badei Leikasvina. And remember, the Kash we just asked the Ravashi. We asked the Ravashi a Kash, if you all have Shtarakno, you only write an earlier date if it's a Shtarakno. And in this case, either the date is legitimate or there's a Shtarakno in it. So Lechos Lameka Shtaki Vekosev. Abaya says, I don't like Ravashi's Teretz. Well, maybe they wrote the wrong date even though they weren't supposed to. Abaya says, I don't like that Teretz. And therefore, Abaya was forced to say, Eid Abachais with Zochalid. No, you don't have to have a Shtarakno. Automatically, when you write the shtar, it automatically shibud kicks it. So wait a second. How does he learn our Mishnah? And before we get back to our Mishnah, Elohadistan Matzagite Noshav Shikhrevad, we find the get Isha, Shikhrevit, or Daitikya, Matana Vishai from different kinds of stars. Hareza Lo Yachsir. The Mishnah says over there, you should not return them to the original owner. Maybe they were never used. Maybe they were never used in the first place. So if that's the case, I don't say it. If you just say, when you write a shtar and you sign on it, the shibud kicks in whether you did the loan or not. So then when you find the shtar on the street, you should always return it to the malva. What are you worried about? That maybe the loan never took place? We just said, I don't care if the loan took place. As soon as the leiva signs on the Edom sign on the shtar with the leiva, the shibud exists and the malva could collect even if he never lent the money. That's the halacha. So why not return it? No, no, no. There's a trick here. This whole halach of Abaya that it works is only if eventually the loive gives the malva the shtar. Then, once he gives the malva the shtar, lima freya, the malva could collect from the date in the shtar. But if they never gave it to him, and then when you find it on the floor, you don't know if he gave it to him, then in a chenami, it's a chashash that maybe it's an invalid shtar that was never used. Okay. But in our Mishnah, we're assuming we know. Remember, we're talking about Mishnah where he's chayef moida. The Mishnah is talking about where the Leiva admits. So the Leiva says, I gave the shtar. If he gave the shtar, then the Malva could always collect from the original date. So what's the issue over here of Nachrayas Nechosim? We said we're talking about where the Leiva was admitting. The issue was maybe we're choishish that the date was wrong. So Bishmal Ravasi, according to Ravasi, why we choishish the date's wrong? Dame b'shtari akneisa, that only is applicable when you have a kinyan in the shtar. Mukila b'shtari la akneisa, because I mean, like we said, he'll learn our mission thing about a shtar without a kinyan, and you wrote it even though it's illegal to write, and that's what we're afraid of. That anytime you have a valid shtar and it was given over, like the Leva said, it automatically works. So why don't you always return it to the malva? He could collect from the lekuchos, no chashash. Michael Amemar, Samacha Abaya, Abaya says a new svaro. Masnis and Anutam, the chashin and lepiroyen, ulekinunya. We're afraid, really, the Leva already paid off the malva. Now what's happening is the loiva comes and says, I never paid off. Why? Because he knows he has no money. The malva is going to take the shtar and go collect from the lekuchos. The loiva doesn't care. When the malva goes and collects from the lekuchos, they'll do a side deal. He'll pay the loiva 30% of what he collected, and they're stealing from the lekuchos. Now, it depends. If the loiva doesn't have any money, he doesn't have to pay the lekuchos back by themselves, or maybe he sold the lekuchos without shibur nechasim, whatever. But we're afraid that the malva and the loiva in here are in cahoots. And really, the loan was paid off. And again, the reason we assume it's paid off is because why is it lying on the ground? If it's lying on the ground, that gives an indication something suspicious over here. And therefore, if there's a chayas lechasim, we're not going to allow you to return it to the malva because we're afraid it was already paid. And now the malva and the loiva are tricking you to allow you to go collect from the lekuchos. So we have two reasons now why not to return the shtar. Ravasi said, don't return the shtar because we're afraid the date is wrong. And Abaya said, don't return the shtar because we're afraid you're using it to cheat the lekuchos. That's pshat number two. Pshat number three. Well, the Shmuel damar lechashin and lepirayin lekununya. Shmuel is going to say on the Gemara and Daf Tezayin. We'll get to it in a few days. That we're never afraid. If you have a valid shtar, we're never afraid that it was paid off. If anything, Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel says that the fact that the shtar is still here and not ripped up is an indication that it does belong to the malva. Because if it belonged to the loiva, the loiva would have ripped it up in the first place. Never have anything, Shmuel says, the indication is that it really is the malva's. And we're not afraid he's using it to cheat and steal and double dip. We're not afraid of that. So according to that, Michael Meimar, how Shmuel going to learn a Mishnah? So if he holds a kravasi, so you can say our mission of the chashash was the wrong date business. Fine. And there's no chashash of the wrong date, and he doesn't handle any chashash of paying back already. Michael, remember how Shmuel going to learn our Mishnah? Whereas I'll tell you, there's a third way to learn the Mishnah. Shmuel Moki Masnisim, because she ain't chayv amayda. We're talking about the Enochanami. If the Leiv admits in all situations, you pay the, give the shtar back to the Malva. Once the Leiv admits, there's nothing to worry about a bad date. There's nothing to worry about that the Malva is cheating. You give the shtar to the Malva. The whole discussion on Mishnah is when the Leiv does not admit. Now, wait a second. If the Leiv says that the shtar is false or the shtar was already paid, why are you giving it back to the Malva without a chayv lechasim? Why, with a chayv lechasim, for sure not. But without a chayv lechasim, why are you giving it back to the Malva? Says the Mar, Yochi, can a chayv lechasim, am I yachsir? Neither the government is shabdi, can't come from the kuchas. If they chayv magbi, could collect from the Leiv himself, and the Leiv himself is claiming it's mezuyif. Says the Gemara, Shmuel at Tamei. Shmuel is an amazing svar. Damar Shmuel, Oymar here at Meir, Shtar Chayv, Shem Bayach Reis Nechosim. If you have a shtar, which does not have a Reis Nechosim in it, and a Goyva Loimi Mishabdi, the Loimi Mibnei Chayvi. Rashi says in Rebbeis, a shtar without a Reis Nechosim is Nishkan shtar. It's not a shtar. A shtar, by definition, means I can collect from you or I can collect from your Nechosim. If you don't write that in the shtar, it's not a shtar. It's like a Milval Peh. It doesn't count as a shtar. In which case, if you find such a shtar on the street, give it back to the malva. Who cares? He can't do anything with it anyways. So therefore, you can give it back to him because it's worthless. So wait a second. So if it's worthless, what are you giving it to him for? What does he do with it? So like we always say in Shas, because he wants to use it as a bottle stopper. He's not using it to collect because it's a worthless shtar, but he's using it as a bottle stopper. Oh, it says, if it's just a bottle stopper, so how do you know it's the malva's bottle stopper? Maybe it's the loiva's bottle stopper. The loiva says it's not his. The loiva says that there never was a loan. Now, really, it depends. My question says it depends what the loiva's taina is. If the loiva says lahadam that there never was a loan, so then clearly the piece of paper is owned by the malva. If the loiva says I paid up, then lav dafka. Then it really means it's his shtar, and then you'd be in the suffix. You wouldn't give it back to him. But at least in a case where he says lahadam lahir dvarim that never was a loan, then in a chaim you give it back to him. So come out now. Three pshatim in our Mishnah why our mayor says that when there's a chayis lechasim you don't return it back. When there's a chayis lechasim you do. The first pshat was Rav Asi, which says Rechoshesh, the date is a bad date, and you're going to collect at the wrong times. Abaye says Rechoshesh, you already got paid back, and you're double dipping. Shmuel, this last pshat, says that's not the issue at all. We're talking about a case where Loivit does not admit to the loan at all. If he admitted to the loan, and the Malva could collect it, because I'm not worried about any of that. When he doesn't admit to the loan, then we have to say that you give it to the Malva just as a bottle stopper, because it's not a worthful shtar at all. It's a totally worthless shtar. Amar Belazer. Now we're just going to repeat that Machlaikis and Esek Kasha. Amar Belazer. Yes.
If he didn't admit and it had Achrayas
Lechasim. Yeah, did not admit. It has Achrayas Lechasim, but yes.
So what do? You return it to the...
Then you return it to the Malva,
Lechayr. Yeah, but he says
no, Shmuel always says that the fact that it wasn't ripped off is an indication that you always give it back to the Malva. That's Shmuel's far. We'll see that on Tez Zayin. Anytime it's not ripped up, that means that the Leiva did not drop it. If the Leiva had, he would have ripped it up. Amar Belazer, Machlaikis b'she'en chayv ha-moide. Rav Elazar says exactly like Shmuel said. The Machlaikis on our mission is when the Leiva was not admitting to the deal. The star is worthless, and if the star is worthless, you might as well give it back to the Malva as a bottle stopper. For Rabbanan, now, we never got to the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say also don't return it no matter what. For Rabbanan Savi Migba Gavi. The Rabbanan say no. A star she'en by achrayas nechasim is useful. You could use it to collect from the Leiva. And the Leiva says, I know all the money. Of course, if the Leiva admits, then, of course, if we're going like Shmuel. Shmuel says, I'm not worried about the trickery. If the Leiva admits that he owes the money, in all cases, you give it back to the Malva. That's exactly like Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Rabbi Yechon is going to say, like Abaye, the second shot we said. When the Leiva admits. The mayor stuffer, star shame by achrayas nechasim mishabdu doloi gavi om nechari migat mi begavi. And therefore, if he admits, you don't let him collect from the kulchais because you're afraid of kanunya and perayin, but you do let him collect from the leiva. The leiva admitted. For rabbanan sabi mishabdi nami gavi that a star, even if it doesn't have achrayas nechasim, the rabbanan holders will see in tomorrow's daf achrayas tou seiferu that every star has a built-in achrayas nechasim whether you write it or not. And therefore, you can never allow him to give it back to the Malva. The Malva is going to collect from the Kuchas, and we're afraid, according to Rabbanan, of Pirayin Vikanunya. Like Abaya said, because we're afraid of Pirayin by Eina Chayv Moide for sure, and by Chayv Moide also we're going to be Chayish Pirayin. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying like Abaya, and Rabbi Elazar is saying like Shmuel. So we have a brisa which Beferis says like Abaya and Rabbi Yechon is pshat in the Mishnah, and it's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Elazar bechada v'tiyufta the Shmuel b'tayzi, and it's going to be a double kasha on Shmuel. What's the brisa? The brisa is as follows, very simple brisa. Follow along. Matzah shtar chayv. You find shtar chayv. Mamashar kesa Mishnah. V'yesh ben achrayis nechasim, and has achrayis written in the shtar. Afal pisha shneim moidim, even though it's chayv moide lo yachsu. That's already not going to be like Shmuel, right? Shmuel said the Mishnah is talking about Peshein Chayv Moed, you still would return it for a bottle stopper. Here we're saying no. If it's Achrayas Nechasim, even by B'Shnei Moedim, Lo Yachsir, Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, right? That's Mamish going to be because you're afraid of Kenunya. Ein Ben Achrayas Nechasim, if there's no Achrayas Nechasim, so B'Zman Shalev Moed, Yachsir, Lo Malva, the Loiva was Moed, Ein Alev Moed, Lo Yachsir, Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, different Meir, you don't return to either one. Shahir and Meiraimer, Beferish, Stare Choiv, it should be, Stare Choiv, Sheyesh ben Achrayis Nechasim, Goivim and Achasim and Shubadim, Vishem ben Achrayis Nechasim, Goivim and Achasim and Echirim. So if it has Achrayis in it, yes, if not, not. The Chachamim Aimim, and then the Chachamim say, Echadzev, Echadzev, Goivim and Achasim and Shubadim. That's the Brisa. So what do you see in the Brisa? You see in the Brisa exactly like Abaya said, that Yechashin and the Piroyan, exactly, the Merk spells it out. To Yufta the Blazer Becharda. This is a kasha and a blazer on one point. Why? The Mark explains. The Amar, Rabbi Lazar had said, which was really what Shmuel had said, the Remeir, Shtar Shem Ben Achayin Sechasim, Ein Agavim Ben Achayin Sechasim, Shabbat, Vlaim Ben Achayin. That was Rabbi Lazar's point, according to Shmuel, that according to Remeir, according to Rabbi Lazar, according to Shmuel, according to Remeir, keep the chain, that a Shtar without Achayin Sechasim is totally useless. Our Bryce of Befer says, And another point Rabbi Elazar says was, you're not worried about the fact that he cheated him, and if it's chayv ha-moed, you always give it back, because why the leiva have a shtar? The b'raisa b'feirish says, shtar shein b'achrayis nechasim, mimeshabdu doloi gavi, havim leichayir magbi. The b'raisa clearly says, even though there's no achrayis nechasim in the shtar, you could use the shtar to collect from the leiva. You can't use it to collect from the kuchas, you could collect from the leiva. That's b'feirish, not like what we just said, b'shem Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, and Shittas HaMeir. It's Beferish. What? No, no, no. We have both shittas over here. We have both shittas in the Braisa. We had a mayor and we had the Chachamim. Right? Lezeh Divrei Meir. That's what he's talking about. The whole Braisa is Divrei Meir. Okay, for Katani, Ben Ramayr, Ben Rabbanah, and the other point is, we said Ben Ramayr, Ben Rabbanah, Chashin LeKenunya. You're afraid that if it's Chayv Moedah, that they're double dipping. The Katani, Alpha Bisha Shnei Moedim LaYaksu LeZeh LeZeh Alma Chashin LeKenunya. So you have two problems with the way the Rabbi Lazar explained the Braisa. Doesn't really explain the mission, doesn't fit with the Braisa. So my Vahani talked to you. Wait a second, technical issue. You said you have one Kasha on Rabbi Lazar and two Kashas on Shmuel. You just told me two problems Rabbi Lazar has with the Braisa. A, that according to your mayor, you could collect with a shtar that doesn't have a chayas to chasim, and B, that your chayas is a kenunya. That's 2 points, not 1 point. Hani tartinu. So I'm going to chadu dechad tamu. It's really all connected. The reason he has to say that your chayas is a kenunya, because you have no pshat otherwise to say in the Mishnah, because you know that a mayor says that a shtar shein by a chayas to chasim cannot use to be collected at all. It's all interconnected. He's forced to say that pshat in the Mishnah, it's really one kasha. Let's just finish off the sugya. To you after the Shmuel Bertati, what's the second point that we said is a problem with Shmuel? Chadar Kibbalazar, what we just said in Rabbalazar, because Rabbalazar held like Shmuel. The Chadar, second kasha is, which is something we have not mentioned, Damar Shmuel, Matzah Shtar Chayv Hakno B'Shuk. Shmuel said, that Shtar Hakno that Rav Asif talked about, Shmuel agrees to that. So much so, that if you find the Shtar Hakno B'Shuk, you automatically, no matter what, return it to the Malva. Because Shmuel again holds that if a shtar was given back to the Leiva, it should have been ripped up. And if it's not ripped up, that's an automatic indication you give it to the Malva. Which means, Shmuel says, I'm not chayish for kenunya at all. In any case, even if the Leiva is not moideh, the Leiva says, loya yedvar me'olam, we say, too bad, there's a valid shtar here, we give it back to the Malva. Rabbi Lazar never said that far. Rabbi Lazar said only when it's chayev moideh, we're not chayish for kenunya. But when it's ain't a chayev moideh, Rabbi Lazar said, you are. Shmuel says, even if the Leiva disagrees, you give it back to the Malva. V'shuk yachsel abayla v'leichashil epiroyin. Tiyufta, that doesn't make sense from our brisa. Diktani yocha beferish. Afal bisha shnei moedim layachsel azel zebzeh. Alma chashil epiroyin. We are afraid that you can do this trick. V'koshkin hachdalai moedalai v'dechashil epiroyin. We should be chayshish that it was either paid off or never happened in the first place. So we have two problems from Elazar from this brisa. We have a double, one problem, well, two, which is one from Elazar. Another whole issue of a Shmuel. The Shmuel says, not chashil epiroyin, even if the Leiva says no, and the Braisa clearly says not like yeah, so the Braisa is clearly like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, which was like Shitas Abayas Pshat in the Mishnah. The Braisa doesn't mention, anything about Shtar Akno and not Akno. It's only a question of Chashin LePiroyin, and therefore you can read the Mishnah Dei Poshet. According to a mayor, if you have a shtar, then yesh barach reis techosim. We're talking about kishachayv amoida. Yesh barach reis techosim. We're afraid you're going to be double cheating the lekuchas. Don't give it back. If it's ein barach reis techosim, which we have no chashash, you're going to cheat the lekuchas. You're collecting for leiva, no problem. The rabbanon say no. The rabbanon say in all these cases, even a shtar without a reis is keilu. It has a reis in it. Therefore, in all cases, we're afraid you're going to cheat the lekuchas, so you don't give it back. And that's how you read the Mishnah.